So what happens now that North Korea will send a delegation, including athletes, to the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month? The two countries announced the breakthrough at a meeting today at what's called the Panmunjom Peace Village at a neutral area within the demilitarized zone at the border. NPR's Elise Hugh joins us from Seoul, where she was with other reporters watching a TV feed. So Elise, the first meeting in 2 years, what did it look and feel like to you?
There was a lot of excitement in the air. Negotiators from both sides were really upbeat. They were earnest about trying to make a deal at the outset. To get to the meeting, the lead North Korean negotiator and his delegation actually just had to walk right over the border. No coat. They were flanked by other North Korean press, surrounded by a pool of cameras from South Korea as well. Once this delegation crossed the border, negotiators from the South and North sat at a long rectangular table facing one another for the duration of the discussions.
Huh. Now, give us some context here. First meeting between leaders in 2 years, but what's been North Korea's relationship to the Olympics?
North Korea has not participated in Winter Games for 8 years now. So this is going to be a significant step in North Korea kind of taking part in the Olympics once again. In 2000, for the Sydney Summer Games, South and North Korea actually marched together in the opening ceremony. So that was a significant point, showing unity. And that is what South Korea is inviting North Korea to do again, as South Korea is about to host the Winter Games in its resort town of Pyeongchang starting February 9th.
Wow. Is that going to be possible? All this, not just war of words, but missile tests on the part of North Korea. Is that going to be possible that they would march together? And how is the U.S. viewing that?
Well, North Korea is saying that it's going to consider this proposal by South Korea to walk together in the ceremonies. And North Korea's negotiator really emphasizes the fact that its primary security threat that it feels is not from South Korea, that its nuclear deterrent is not because of South Korea or China or neighbors in the region, that it feels the primary security threat is coming from the United States. And so that relationship, the relationship between the South and the North, both sides feel that can be mended, despite the fact that South Korea and the United States have a long-standing security alliance. Mm. So it is possible this is an opening. There will be more talks to come, but a lot was achieved in this one day of conversation between the South and North.
Did they bring up the military issues, the testing, nuclear program issues? Did that come up?
Kind of. South Korea did mention denuclearization, and North Korea did not respond well to that. The negotiators sat and did not react one way or the other as they listened to South Korea make that statement about denuclearization. But then, in a closing statement from the North Korean negotiator, he said that there was a friendly atmosphere in the meeting room, but that the South Korean media is making, quote, absurd reports that the meeting discussed denuclearization. He said that on the nuclear issue, that all of the weapons we possess, talking about North Korea here, are aimed at the United States, not aimed at our own people, referring to South Koreans.
Yeah. So meantime, do we know what the North Korean Olympic program looks like? Do we know? I mean, we know there's a shortage of food in the country, but are there elite athletes who've been training for 8 years? And we hear they're sending cheerleaders. So what might we see?
There are. There's definitely a figure skating pair that's captured a lot of attention because this pair has already qualified for the games. Right. And they have been seen by international press and have given some interviews as well. So we do expect that this pair, an 18-year-old and a 25-year-old, will participate as athletes in the games. It is also believed that Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, is quite interested in winter sports. He grew up or attended school in Switzerland in his high school years, and so he is a big fan of skiing. And so we do expect North Korea's delegation to be a wide range of folks, not just athletes, but high-level visitors, government officials. North Korea says it will also be bringing a Taekwondo exhibition team and a cheering squad. Mm-hmm. So there will be many North Koreans to see and be amongst for those that are actually going to be in the Olympic Village.
We've actually been quite fascinated by the North Korean ice skaters. I don't know if I have this correct. Is it Ryum Tae-ak and Kim Joo-sik?
Yeah, it's hard to say. It would be Ryeon Tae-ok and Kim Joo-sik. Yeah.
Okay, we've got to get used to those names. That's Elise Hu in Seoul. Elise, thank you so much.
You bet.